Frederick Loseley actually came to Titusville in 1882, but he came immigrated to the United States in about 1862. He came via the way of Cedar Key. And so Loseley came to Titusville, and he loved Florida living, and he loved Titusville, and he saw opportunity. So he bought a saloon that was located on Main Street, and he redid it and with another gentleman, and it became very successful. December 1895, the city fire in Titusville burned them out. The saloons burned half of the commercial district in Titusville. However, he did have insurance on the properties in Titusville. So what he did, he built a new saloon on Washington Avenue. He built it after the fire, and he built it as a two-story building with a saloon and billiard parlor on the ground floor, and rooms to be rented upstairs, which eventually became the Alpine Saloon and Hotel. And the hotel upstairs had 10 rooms with a center hallway and stairs that were on the north side of the building at the rear of the building. And they were very steep going up to one door that went into the hotel. And some people say that he called it the Alpine Hotel and Saloon because he was from Switzerland, and other stories that he called it a Alpine Hotel because of the steepness of the stairs. There's a story about a shooting that went on at the saloon. It's by a man of Sawtooth. And I found out that he actually was the bartender at the saloon. And what happened, there was a man who was very, very inebriated. And he had been in there for many, many times. And he had a knife in his hand, and he was wielding it around. And Sawtooth told him to go outside. Well, he lunged at him several times. He came at him, and he shot him. So there was a big to-do, and it went on for days, and a deliberation was he did it in self-defense. But the town was uproar about this shooting. So Loseley hit him at his house, away from the mob that was trying to do something to him. It was all over and everything. He left town and was never heard of again.